Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But Your Honor, she did come in at 16.
Not real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Holy!
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show. Today is August 17th, 2014, and it looks like today I will be doing the show by myself. I don't know where Ken is. He hasn't called or shown up, so it's just me. Hopefully everyone had a great week. Hopefully this show will go better than last week. Last weekend was quite middle of the full moon and everything going on. I wonder how your guys' week was. Because I know people I spoke with, people just not feeling well, just things are out of sorts. But yeah, so I'll give you our number that you can reach us at. It's 516-595-8091. Or you can send us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno. So yeah, I'm the host, Lisa. I'm a registered clinical hypnotherapist. I'm also a mental health practitioner. I help people using hypnosis for dealing with different addictions, food addictions, drug addiction, the emotional issues, depression. I mainly specialize in weight issues and mental disorders. And I'm also a mental health practitioner, so I help clients who have persistent mental illnesses like bipolar disorder or schizophrenia. I make sure they take their meds and they're able to be in the community, having the different resources available to them. So a lot of things have happened the past week. It's been a crazy week, I think, for everyone. This topic I want to talk about is about Robin Williams. I think it's affected a lot of people. I was really shocked myself when I heard about it. There's a lot of things behind it that have brought to light. Like, for example, depression. I'm hearing some conflicting stories about the mental illness he had, and I think it's another opportunity just to talk about mental illness and the stigma there is still with it. I was hearing on different radio shows about people saying it's pretty selfish what he's doing. But that's maybe something, as I know, if everyone knows, I for the past 6 years, I worked in mental health, and I have a degree in psychology. The one thing what quite a few people don't understand about mental illness, about depression, they're not doing it to be selfish. They're not doing it to hurt people. Basically, quite often when someone wants to commit suicide, it's their last resort. They're desperate. They're in so much pain emotionally that they just can't take it anymore. And so it really actually bothers me when people say, oh, he's being selfish. I don't think it's right. So if any listeners there in the chat room, if you've experienced with mental illness or know anyone who has, give me your opinion about that. What's your opinion regarding society's stigma with it? Do you feel comfortable at work even admitting that you have a mental illness? Kind of at work, it's okay to say maybe you're recovering from a physical illness like cancer. But quite often at work, if you say you have depression or anything like that, sometimes it's frowned upon depending where you work. And another thing I was noticing, the story of Robin Williams, supposedly it's coming to light, he had Parkinson's disease. Just actually read an article now by the actor Rob Schneider, saying that the medication he was taking was causing him to be suicidal. It's another thing. If you're taking any kind of medication, be it for mental illness or any other medical condition, you really need to be doing your research. Your doctor may be prescribing it, but you have to really ask the right questions. Why am I taking it? Why do I need this? How long am I going to be taking this for? Is this medication addictive? Like, all these things are really important. I just really feel that our society today is really just drugged up. It's okay to pop a pill. Granted, sometimes, you know, medication's needed for certain conditions, but I find that a lot of people are just on so many drugs. They don't even know what half of them are for, or they share it with their friends, or they may be, maybe the medication is expired. So if you're on some medication and been on it for a while and you're trying to get off it, yeah, let us know. I'm curious to hear your views on that. Because I've actually, as a hypnotherapist, I've worked with people who are on medication for pain. They're on it so long, and slowly they wean themselves off. Of course, it's under the guides of the doctor. They wouldn't, you know, I never tell a client to go off meds. But, like, there's one person that I worked with, now they're taking less medication, they have less pain. I just don't think people realize that the power of their mind. Their mind's so powerful, it can create anything. Like, if you can, because your mind is so powerful, you can actually literally will yourself to die. If you can do that, then possible. Like, you can heal your body on a physical level, even all the way down to your DNA. There's been studies that this can happen. So, well, hello. Excuse me, I was trying to do a show.
Oh, sorry, I'm just a bit late. Should we do the intro?
That was done already.
Huh?
So Ken is here.
Oh, yeah, get a biggie small here. Get a biggie going. The biggie.
So maybe you can tell the listeners what happened.
What you mean? Oh, I
said you weren't gonna make it today.
Oh, I guess I'm a bit late. Oh,
I think you can turn that down. You can turn it down and join in the conversation.
What's the conversation?
You can turn it off. I can.
Hear there we go. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy.
Yeah, you're a little late for that, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
My name is Ken. I'm a transformational. What am I? Transformational life coach and legal process outsourcer. I don't know if anyone actually can hear me.
Well, there's a microphone there.
Yeah. And, oh, and today is what? August
17th.
2014.
Yeah, I was just talking about, well, if you know what our topic is today.
It's about the gastric band, is it not?
No. We're talking about, a lot of stuff has happened this week. So I was talking about Robin Williams passing, and the big thing of talking about medication and mental illness. I just told the listeners there's this new article that came out actually saying that Robin Williams had Parkinson's disease.
Oh wait! Forget the one important thing.
What?
We must give the proper due to the Queen. Must show them in respect. Doesn't make me feel proud.
No problem. If you want to.
Oh,
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you ready to hear about the topic?
Yeah, what's today's topic?
Today,
sorry, I'm a bit late, but yeah.
I'm talking about Robin Williams. Talking about mental illness.
He passed away.
Yes. Talking about depression, mental illness. I'm talking about medications, too, because supposedly, I don't know if it's true or not, another actor, I don't know if you know Rob Schneider, an old actor. Anyway, he's saying that the medication that Robin Williams was taking for Parkinson's disease causes you to be suicidal. So it's another factor coming into play about, don't you agree that people take too many pills? I'm not saying he shouldn't have taken that medication, but in general, people take a lot of pills.
Do you mean legal or illegal pills? Which one?
But for now, I'm talking about pharmaceuticals, psychiatric medication for different medical conditions, pain meds, people get addicted to all those.
Why are so many people on pain meds and these Ativan, et cetera?
I think quite often you go to the doctor. Here, doctors are under pressure to give you a script. Here, take this prescription. Quite often they don't tell you it's addictive, and people abuse it, and they share it with their friends.
I got the simple solution for all. Just have a drink, like I'm doing right now.
Yeah, it's a drug, too.
Yeah, but it's a perfect solution. It will bring you joy and peace and relief.
Crafting, you're supposed to mix alcohol and drugs either.
Well, yeah, no, don't mix it. I agree, do not mix it. Just have a nice, refreshing drink and enjoy life. Live long and prosper. Sure.
Yeah, and then I was also mentioning about, I've talked about this with other people about depression. Most people don't understand about mental illness. They think they're like, snap out of it, or they're like, oh, you're selfish if you do that, like if you commit suicide. And there's nothing to do with that at all. You know that?
Oh. I'm listening to you.
It's nothing to do with like being selfish and a person just is in pain. It's a call out for help.
What kind of help?
Like, that's help. So oh. I can't speculate what was going on with Robin Williams. It was just depression, his other things. I know financially he was in a bad situation, supposedly.
He had to pay his birds $30 million to two birds.
Birds are ex-wives. People don't understand.
Yeah. They do the same thing. They fly away. When you get the money, they fly. Well, yeah.
Is it what, 30 million? 13 million?
30.
Together.
Well, I didn't sit there and count the dollars. But
yeah, because you would have it if you counted.
$30 million.
That's crazy.
Totally.
So, this goes to show, you marry these birds, and you end up in the poorhouse. Unless you marry a bird from a foreign country.
And I was reading, supposedly he was taking on these movie roles, like Mrs. Doubtfire 2, because just for the paycheck, because he didn't want to take those roles on.
Totally.
Yeah.
He had integrity, but he's like, I got to pay the bills. I guess pay the birds.
Got to pay the birds.
Which is sad. These pressures that men face, even in this day and age, even women are, women's rights. Women still want men to pay for the majority of stuff.
Of course they do.
Which I don't think it's right.
Do you want the money?
I'm here, I want to promote realism. Everyone should have work their fair share.
The bird told me last night, she was telling me how much money she's going to get vagina money from the ex. He owns some kind of architectural firm or whatever it was. Mm. She's just counting the dollars. And I said, why do you think you're entitled to that money? She said, I'm married to him. I said, so? And she's a teacher. Go figure.
Mm.
So she's counting her chickens before they hatch. In her case, the chickens are coming home to roost. So she's going to get, what'd she tell me? I think she said $6,000 to $7,000 starting. Starting, $6,000 to $7,000. And I don't know why she's telling me her plan. Then she said she's going back to court, and she's going to every couple, few years to try to increase it. Her goal, she said, is, $50,000 a month. That's a fuck.
Why does women deserve any money for sitting, no, excuse my expression, sitting on their ass?
Well.
There's not even going for the children.
Of course not. It goes for clothing and trips so it can look like the Joneses look hot so they can land the next fish. It goes to the gym. it even goes to paying for hypnotherapy to, you know, for like weight loss and things like that. They catch the next fish.
Yeah, it's fine. I want to pay for hypnotherapy. I still think it's right, though, that they're doing that.
Whatever.
But, you know, it's all good.
It's not all good. That's not right.
Well, it keeps us employed. You know, they come in for help and assistance. We sort them out.
Yeah, but I would like it if they use their own money instead of just taking it from someone else.
If you think a bear is going to use her own money as opposed to him, then I have some prime oceanfront property on the lunar surface to sell you. Wow. That was a small pinch, a wee pinch.
I'll pitch you somewhere else, too, if you...
We don't want that. If that happens, then...
Hey!
Then that's going on. So, yeah, so that's the deal with Robin, because the fact that he had to pay his bird all that money.
But I don't know if he killed himself because of that. You can't just check, like, oh, it's because of that one.
What chap is going to be happy paying $13 million I think a year or whatever to an ex-wife?
Well, no one's happy.
Who's going to jump for joy over there?
No one's going to enjoy that. Take your life, though, because of that.
I think that will cause depression. You have less money left. And as you said, and as Tom Lackett said, they have to take other jobs to help pay the bills for the bird.
Yeah, but I think it's more than that. I think also the issue with depression is, because everyone nowadays will say, I'm depressed, we're all depressed. That's not what depression is. Depression is...
I'm depressed when I don't have any money.
It's not depression. You're depressed when you're sad for at least 2 weeks, and you don't want to do your usual fun activities, you have no energy, basically, you know, either you might overeat or undereat, lose your appetite. That's what it is. It's like, everyone has a bad day.
Yeah.
Or some people, you can have a bad week, but it goes on and on and on. The person doesn't know why they're unhappy. It's not because, oh, money troubles. They just feel, they don't know why they're sad.
Well, this will make them happy, right here. Yeah, this makes you happy. Now I feel better. It's very inspirational, the Chinese national anthem.
I'd like to actually hear feedback from our listeners. What's your experience with depression or different mental illnesses or being on medication?
Give us a number, jingle, 516-595-8091. Again, it's 516-595-8091. But he also had Parkinson's.
That's kind of harsh, too. Parkinson's, being depressed, and having money problems.
I think the Parkinson's is the worst one. Would you not agree?
It's relative. I don't know. There's no cure for it, right? There's no...
I once saw a chap with Parkinson's. His hands were just shaking, just trembling like he had the DTs.
Well, it's like Michael J. Fox has it, right? And there's no... Yeah. Cure for it. I think it progressed.
Yeah, he just kept shaking, shivering, like he was freezing to death.
Mm.
I felt bad for him, but nothing I could, do to help him.
I know you're probably going to say you know someone who might have it, but I'm not going to mention the name.
I will say nothing.
I'll get in trouble with someone.
I have nothing to say.
But yeah, so it brings back to the topic I was going to mention. So this pressure of money. Paying the bills for the
birds. The birds want that money. They want that free ride.
And the kids, but mainly for the birds.
The birds want that free, I told you, that, that free trip.
The thing I understand is feminists think it's so equal, yet equal rights, and you have to boost your own.
Yeah, right. And you must be on the pipe. Yeah, both the birds are planted.
Well, you can tell the listeners about...
There are more birds leaving.
Last night.
No, I won't say that. Remember, next to the more God. Just like these birds, tell everything about them. The interest is not too strong, whereas if you're a bit mysterious, then she's more, you know, intrigued to find out more.
It doesn't bother me.
No, but it's the same in business. You keep a bit of mystery going. Like, people have no, you know, like, you had no idea I would be late.
Even in business, it wouldn't bother me, but anyway. I'm just different.
Yeah, well. Well, we know about you.
I forget. I saw them walking the other day.
And what else? What are you doing there? Oh.
I was checking the story. Yeah, so there was so everyone in North America is pretty much drugged up, I feel. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, I see it daily. Although some are drugged up with drugs that are not prescribed.
I think that's why even people, like teenagers, they trade the pharmaceuticals from the parents. Oh, here, let's try this.
Well, that's fine. They'll just be part of the system. And the government, you know, they become pawns of the system.
But why, like, my brain's going all over the place. What? So these men have pressure to get married, and then the birth of pressure to have kids, or whatever.
Well, remember, the marriage rates in America have dropped. So, apparently now this is the first time in history that there are more people unmarried than married. Mind you, it's like a 2 or 3%.
Could be common law or anything.
Well, yeah, it's like a 2 or 3% difference, but the trend is slowly changing to go down less marriages.
But still, though, the pressure, you must procreate and... Get a house.
That's still on for birds.
Get a mortgage. You can't afford it.
Well, they just
consume.
They'll just get the Poindexter, some poor sap, to pay the bill, pay the mortgage. And then they'll have some bad boy, the bird has some bad boy like me in there just pulling her hair, and she can make me sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And the poor sap is the one paying the bills.
I'm curious actually to also hear from, is there any men out there that, or you know any men, that are in a situation that they have to pay all this alimony, and it's causing you so much stress, and it's very depressing.
Yeah, if any men out there are stuck paying vagina money and want to get off your chest, give us a shout, 516-595-8091. You know, it would be good to meet another fellow chap here. We can discuss things.
I think it would be nice if society encouraged... your education, give back to your community instead of, you know, capitalism. You know, help each other as a group.
Yeah, I really want that pipe that you're on, that you have.
A pipe? No, a pipe is, you know, it's what I believe, it's how I feel.
No, it's good, that's fine, you know, fair enough. But it's just society now. I mean, it's
I can't go to those clubs anymore. It's just I can't take it. These people, I can't. I don't know how to talk to them. They just kind of look at you with their heads open, and, you know, heads open, eyes wide open.
What do you like? Stuff like this. Meow, like this. And you too. Dance to them. Yeah.
I just don't get it. Well, you see me, even, well, you know, I think some of your friends, I explain, talk to them, like, what?
Need to
translate.
Yeah, I have to translate.
Like, what? Didn't you understand what I was saying?
Well, I'm the translator, apparently.
I'm not a scientist. I'm just talking, just general terms.
It's a bit too much.
What?
And you know, because it's too intense. It's too
intense.
It's too intelligent.
It is. You restrict my ego, but I don't think it's that intelligent.
Whatever.
But I don't know. It's anyway. So I'm glad in the show. This show's gone a little better than last show. Remember the last show went kind of.
Oh yeah, a bit of a screw up. It was your fault.
It wasn't the full moon. So hopefully things. I heard that things are going to change again today. You have different moons and stuff. So hopefully everything's okay. Bugging you. Maybe I'll also talk about if you know someone who's depressed, which you do. Do you know anyone who's depressed?
If I know anyone depressed, my buddy Jazz Preet, he's depressed. But he's depressed because his business lost money this month.
Well, that's not the same.
Suk Winder is depressed because the petrol prices for his truck are, you know, high.
That's not the same.
Well, I mean, what do you tell me?
Well, yeah. So if you know someone's depressed, I mean, like, they want to get out of bed, they don't want to do anything, they don't care, they're just depressed day in, day out. They don't know why.
I don't have that.
You don't really want to like that. It's probably good for them to talk to someone, be it a counselor, even a therapist. As long as the person's not even stable, they should need to go to the hospital. But at the end of the day, the person has to also want to get help. You know, if they don't want to help, then it's a hard thing to watch. But
well, that's your background in mental illness. Mine is in law, as you are well aware.
Yes.
So, and also this transformation life coaching, which, proud to say, we've had some sales already for life coaching.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm waiting for the lads to come in so we can give them a good, we can get them sorted out. We can sort it out quite proper. And when, oof. Now,
what are you doing
there? Oh, I just made a mistake there. And then when they're done, these lads are going to be well on their way to success. I will. Alright, that's it. Well, I'm not supposed to say that on the show, I guess.
It's alright, actually. I'm.
When have you known me to be politically correct?
I can't say I'm not a feminist. I'm just, like I mentioned before, make my own term up. I guess a realist. But everyone, you know, supporting each other and here together. Yeah.
I personally think, well, just for the purposes of what the work we do, is when the day's over, whether you're male or female, you need to be happy, financially set, content, and have a great life.
Yes.
And feel like you're under zero pressure to do fuck all, to do nothing. This is my personal opinion.
It's true.
And it's just people in society don't allow themselves to get to that point, then the only person it's going to affect, or, well, I should say the most, what am I trying to say? There's too much wine already.
You said people shouldn't feel pressured.
Oh.
And you said something else.
And I say so much.
Totally.
The thing, though, if you feel, yeah, like, society does a lot of brainwashing. I like to call waking hypnosis. Did I ever talk about that term?
Yeah, it's kind of like a bit of brainwashing. But now, hypnosis can actually, you don't like the word cure, but can help
heal
with these situations.
Yes. So someone has, you know, I call it bad programming.
Yeah.
If it's not in years, then hypnosis can help. Your mind can be like a computer, rebooted, upgraded, or stuff deleted.
Now, starting a new program now is when you go through the hypnotherapy and get done.
When you're done. What kind of English is that, get done? you say, oh, proper English. You can't even speak proper English.
Oh, how about the fucking wine? I had the wine here. After you finish with the hypnotherapy, we may refer you to the transformational life coach, which is yours truly. Well, either way, which is yours truly, so we can sort you out further. Because the thing is, when you leave the office, we want you sorted out. in every area possible, not just what you came in for. Case in point, if you're a bird coming in because you're depressed because of a divorce or whatever, and after you have the hypnotherapy session, we can do the life coaching session to put you on a path of success.
Yep.
If you need a good divorce lawyer or if you need financial counseling, whatever, we can refer you out, sort you out. So bottom line is, when you leave the office, you're sorted out in every way whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
I was not simply finished.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to say that we definitely, using this process, will transform your life completely. Hence the name Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy. Thank you.
I can talk now. And then, no, another thing I can also help people with is want healthier eating and how to read food labels. I'm now a holistic nutritionist.
Oh, yeah, for the nutrition.
Well, that goes hand in hand with hypnosis and the virtual gastric band, which I think we talked about that before. It's a no surgery, it's hypnosis.
And
I guide the person into a surgery room and basically create the image for the mind that they're having it done. And it's painless. Got more back than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, so who's that guy doing anything?
Hmm? Oh, no, it's Biggie. You're
the person who's not with us anymore.
No, but his words. So they call me Big Papa.
Yes, you tune into our show, you never know what's going to happen, what you're going to hear.
That's true, though. You're right. You wouldn't believe... you know, I didn't tell you in a pub last night. She laughed asking me. No, I won't tell that story. I won't tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
Words can be used against me, so I won't tell that story. But they all, when I walk in, they always say, Big Papa, Big Player. Anyway.
I'll comment on that.
But the bottom line is, when the day's over, you need to have happiness, success, prosperity.
Be happy in yourself.
And like, even me, the way I live my life now, you know, I'm happy, prosperous. I don't have much of a care in the world.
And also means, because I've seen this happen, not having any jealousy, not being jealous of anyone, being happy in yourself, not being angry at anyone, because that actually doesn't do anything to the person you're projecting it to. It hurts your body and your physical body and even your DNA. Actually.
Exactly.
So,
especially if you're another hypnotherapist who sends interesting emails under the guise of being a person or says jealous things on your social media, it's fine. We don't mind. I personally don't care either way. But I think...
I think
we all should just, you know, as hypnotherapists, just work together. We all wear our pants the same way, except me, of course.
I think people in all fields of business or all walks of life, we should all get together and
start
doing this little...
This bit of jealousy, nitpicking.
Making stories up. It's not high school over again, making stories up and going back and forth.
Because I guarantee you, whoever the person is, and they know, they're likely listening, whatever you throw at us, I know 1 million ways around it. I'm the best in this business. So, just FYI.
And I have no time for this. I'm busy helping clients. That's why I'm doing this. I have no time for...
Yeah, we just want to help people get sorted out in life. We have no time for petty jealousy.
Hey, I'm curious, listeners, are you in your line of work or job or whatever, you dealt with this? People being jealous? Try to say stuff behind your back or try to...
Yeah, they say stuff behind your back and little silly things, but they don't realize that I know how to get around all this stuff. This is nothing to me.
Oh, yeah. It's not even preschool.
This is not even preschool. I'm thinking, this is the best they can do.
Because you said in the U.S., they have, well, if you talk about the story, you have 12-year-olds.
No. Again, we got to keep the mystique going. Keep the mystique going. That's where you drive the interest. And I guarantee you, the numbers for this show are going to skyrocket. Like, another guest.
Another, been there since the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, well, I know. What do I know?
Welcome, guest. Yeah.
The numbers for this show are going to skyrocket. Watch. Because the people like controversial topics, which is fine with me. You know, I am what I am. And, you know, I like to help people have, and I like to have fun, as you know. And as long as I have my my music. So, I mean, you know.
Yep, so it looks like there's only a couple of weeks left of summer and... fall's coming. Actually, I like fall. Do you like fall?
Oh, I love fall and winter.
September, October is quite, especially the West Coast, it's quite nice. It's cool and crisp. And everyone's heading back to school or heading, they want to work on their goals.
That's true.
And I'm just gearing up, actually getting really busy for the fall.
You're exactly correct, love.
You're listening to me. Oh.
No, I'm just looking at the list here. So what about us about the fall?
Well, I'm getting quite a few people interested in the gastric band and weight loss, you know, because back into the fall season, people want to work on, you know, their health.
Oh, you just reminded me when you said health and weight loss. They got this new, I never told you this, they got this new thing going around. It's called, what's it called, Fattini or something like that. And basically it's for birds who are a bit over. Oh, yeah, well, something like a fat teeny, whatever.
What does it do? Is it a supplement or what is it?
It's something about they can take that mindset and wear bikinis if they're, you know, large women. And my comment to that is you, women can wear whatever you want. If you want to wear a bikini, you know, go for it.
Oh, it's a way of thinking. It's not like a supplement.
Yeah, yeah. If they want to wear it, they can go, you know.
It's kind of like fat acceptance.
Well, I'm going to say this. If you want to wear whatever you want, that's your prerogative. But by the same token, the response you may get from society, to not whine and be like a sniveling little girl, say, mommy, mommy, mommy. You know, again, wear what you want. That's fine. But the response you get, you know, is what you get.
It reminds me of, there was this protest recently, I guess, this woman in the West Coast.
This bird in Edmonton.
Was in a bikini and some stretch mark and some belt.
Edmonton.
Set. Yeah, and they're protesting here. It's, you know what?
Now, actually, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It was wrong for those chaps to like harass her for that. That was wrong.
Unfortunately, this is how society views you.
But for her to cry like a sniveling little girl, her being a 30-something woman, thinking people are going to say, "Oh, poor you," hit the pat on the back. That's just how can I say it? That's just tough shit. I mean, bottom line is, you know, you wear what you want. That's fine. But if others don't accept it, they just don't accept it. Who are you to try, not her per se, but who are people the ones to say, this is what you should need to believe in, this is what you should do, and force it down a person's throat? That I do not like.
I know, unfortunately, society, everything's based on looks. Like, I'm not going to walk around with a little short, I don't know, mini skirt, walk down, you know, a dark alley. You know what kind of attention you're going to get. I'm not saying the guys shouldn't have made fun of her.
They shouldn't have made fun of her, that's true.
But the point, it goes behind, I see this stuff online, like about fat acceptance. The thing that bothers me about that is you're making it okay for girls who are looking up to you to be overweight. You're making it okay to be overweight and healthy. That's the biggest issue I have with it.
I was about to say in addition to that, like, if you don't have a, what's that? Oh, if you don't have a, if you don't have a good weight, I mean, there's numerous health problems that come with that anyway. You know, diabetes and et cetera and other such things. So either way, you really need this fat acceptance crap is nothing but crap. You really need to take care of yourself, proper weight, proper diet, exercise. And if more people thought that way and this fat acceptance crap went out the window, you'd actually have lower rates of diabetes, lower rates of certain diseases in North America, which is overall better for everyone, lower healthcare costs. The problem is this political correctness has really, really wrecked North America.
Like, I thought, this is one of my groups, but there's a new business that's opened up, I don't know, a little mainline. Good for her. It's called, I'm not going to mention the name, but for people who are a little larger to do yoga.
That's good.
Which is good, but I don't want it to be that, you know, it's okay if you're fat, it's fine. It should be about losing the weight or being healthy, not just accepting how you're fat you are.
Yeah,
that's saying? Like, it's good to accept, be accepting of women who are a little larger so they can get healthier. But if instructors are a little larger too, then it kind of makes you wonder, are they just,
Thing is, again, I'm all about choice. Mm-hmm. And if the bird chooses to be at a very high weight, which is fine, you know, fair enough, that's her prerogative. But down the road, when she discovers certain ailments come along, the only person to blame in the mirror is the one looking back. That's, you know, what I believe on it.
That's why some people come to me, like, there's hope, but the weight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well,
if you can't stop eating or you can't put the weight off, sorry, lose the weight. So hypnosis can really help with emotional blocks and help you exercise.
Yeah, we'll help you out. We won't mock you or tease you. We'll help you out. We're here to help you. We're not here, you know, to make you feel bad. But you got to also remember, it's a two-way street. You have to be serious about wanting to help.
Yeah.
If you're serious, get the help. Yeah, we'll help you out.
But
same with the life coaching for these lads. I help them out, but I'm not going to hold their hand and say, don't worry, Johnny, it's okay. I say, Johnny, you better man up and start acting like a little girl. And
you'd be more harsher than that. That's the water.
Well, I have to say it on the radio.
Yeah.
Right there. But, well, that's the thing, you know.
Yeah.
This one lad I know, his son is 20. He was out last night. His son's coming back 2 weeks from Fort McMurray. And he's telling me that, and I met his son. His son is 21. His son makes fucking $100 an hour.
Hmm.
No kids, no vaginamony. And I even told him, about, you're not getting married, have kids, vaginamony. And he already knew. His daddy taught him well.
Oh, okay.
And daddy tells me his son has so much, what can I say? So many birds around him that they all want a piece of him, but his son is smart enough not to let them get a single ounce. You know, they may have a beer or whatever, or a drink, but that's about all they get from him. And he has them lined up out around the corner.
That's psychology. A lot of people want what they can't have. Or
whatever. I said, good for you, man. I told him, I said, good for you. Well, he's coming back in 2 weeks. And we're going. I'm thinking, I may bring him in for life coaching, though he doesn't really need it. But
will he come on the show? Will he come?
He actually would.
Call me, ask him.
Yeah. He's back in a few weeks. He actually will.
Oh, okay.
And this is what we need. We need more people to be independent and stand up for yourself. And, you know.
It's about, you know, making your own way and not relying on someone else and going to school or having your own business or whatever.
Yeah, he's a trades guy. I don't know what he does, but he's trade. So he's 21. He's making $100 an hour. There's nothing to spend his money on. And his daddy taught him well. Meanwhile, in the pub, I see these chaps that are just buying these birds drinks. And then the birds walking away. And the birds come talk to me. That's the funny part. They come talk to me after the chap has bought them a drink. I'm just friendly. I just don't care. I'm just friendly. It's nothing I want. I'll say hi, bye, whatever.
Yeah.
But
bottom line, be happy. If you need help, there's lots of help around you. Have support. People are supportive of you. Life is too short, so.
Oh, most definitely. We're going to ignore that. We can go. How about a few extra moments because of the fact that I was late?
No, what else do you want to talk about? I think I heard enough of you blabbing.
Oh, no, I have to, for one of our sponsors. He always wants his commercial. Where's his commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is his bloody commercial?
I can't find it.
I can never find his,
Next time if you weren't so late, you can find it for the show.
Well, I mean, here we go. No, where is this commercial? Tied it out that time.
Yeah,
there
was no one on hold.
Is this it?
We're sorry. All attendants are still busy. Please continue to hold. Your call will be answered by the next available attendant. Thank you for your patience. Thank you.
Forget that.
here this commercial.
Have you been stopped at the U.S. border? If so, we can help. Been denied entry to the USA? If so, we can help. Criminal record? We can help you get a pardon. Call 1-888-908-3841 and ask us to solve your USA entry problem.
Yeah, thanks, there. We just did this commercial.
Yeah.
We also encourage other local businesses to advertise with us because this our show goes around the planet, meaning planet Earth.
Yes, this Earth.
Well, yeah, this planet. Some people may not know which planet when I say the planet.
Listen to think from some other planet, but...
So, we've become very, very, very popular. You wouldn't believe the business we're getting now from people.
Yes.
And, of course, a lot of it, well, I would say a good chunk is new business coming in. And that combined with the business from Mother England. Fuck, no. Ugh.
Yeah, the long wait list now.
The wait list is getting long.
So if you're interested in an appointment, it's best to book early and book appointments
in. Yeah, I think the wait list is fourth week of September now.
Yeah.
So now we're going into October.
Yes, excuse me.
So, but if you cancel your appointment, change your schedule, just let us know.
Yes.
Because someone on the wait list will be very grateful.
All right, so anything else you want to say? Is that it?
Well, should I apologize for being late? I'm asking you.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, forget it. All right. We'll see you next time.
Have a great week.
And transform your life.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we will continue to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you, no one else. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy, or check out our website at Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy.com. That's 2ND Chance. Or send us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno. So until next time, have an excellent life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.